This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The World Health Organization on Thursday announced there will be limited pauses in Gaza's fighting to allow for polio vaccinations for hundreds of thousands of children. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
That's after a baby contracted the first confirmed case in 25 years in the Palestinian territory. Rick Piepercorn is the WHO representative in that area.
Without humanitarian pauses, as we call it, the CUN, a campaign delivery, which is already implemented in incredible, constrained, complex environments, will not be possible.
The so-called humanitarian pauses will last for at least 3 days in different areas.
We have to stop this transmission in Gaza.
I'm Shelley Adler.
The Israeli military said on Thursday it had killed five more militants, including a local commander in the occupied West Bank. The army has pressed ahead with what appears to be the deadliest military operation in the occupied territory since the start of the war in Gaza. Israel says the raids are aimed at preventing attacks. The raids have killed a total of 16 people, nearly all militants, since late Tuesday. Floodwaters have swept through many communities and villages in northern Sudan over the past 2 days, resulting in the deaths of dozens and collapsing hundreds of homes. According to a Sudanese civil defense spokesperson, 31 people have died so far in the north of the country due to the floods. Heavy rain and flooding across Sudan this month has impacted more than 370,000 people, officials said. 118,000 of those people have been displaced, exacerbating one of the world's biggest displacement crises due to the ongoing war in the country.